Blog Talk Radio.
Day here in Connecticut. I just cook out with two of my girlfriends in the backyard, and we had such a fantastic time. It is a beautiful day. And for those of you guests, 6201, thank you for joining us. And I'm praying that others will join us later on. My guest has been hanging out with me in the virtual green room, and I have an amazing show lineup for you today. My first guest, who I will bring on momentarily, is Miss Donna Van Housen, and she's out of South Carolina. And my second guest will be joining us from Toronto, and my second guest will be Mr. Don Darby. So, as you know, that the Sunday segments are geared around life issues, or any empowering situation, or anything that is happening in your life. That's what we talk about on Sundays. On Wednesdays, our focus and emphasis is on the education, inspiration, and empowerment of entrepreneurs and small business people. As always, we welcome your calls. Please call us by dialing 646-915-8166. We take your questions during the time the chat room is up, but we always like to hear your voice. It's always a blessing when you bless us with a call. So, again, without any further delay, I want to bring my guests on live, and I want to bring on Miss Kay Van Housen. Kay, how are you?
Hello, Dr. Daphne. I'm doing great, thank you.
Wonderful. Well, let me say thanks for taking time out from your family on this gorgeous Sunday evening to be with us. We do not take that for granted, because we know we who are entrepreneurs or business people, we are so busy in the week. And when it comes to the weekends, that's when we tend to enjoy friends and family. So I want to thank you for blessing us with your presence.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Would you please just introduce yourself to the listeners? Tell them, you know, who you are. Tell them about your humble beginnings.
Okay. My name is Kay Van Housen, and I'm the product of a wonderful father and mother. My mother passed away when I was 7 years old, and I was very fortunate to have a dad who loved me and my two sisters very much and kept us together as a family and raised us by himself. Did a fantastic job. A wonderful father, very old-fashioned, thought that women should get married, have children, and not work. Mm-hmm. But a lovely, wonderful man with great ethics. And my humble beginnings are I just went straight to work right out of high school as a secretary, which was exactly what my dad said a woman should do. Mm-hmm. But I had aspirations and was never quite satisfied to be in a role that my dad thought I should stay in. And mm-hmm. through years, I just evolved into a business owner and started a company 25 years ago, moved to South Carolina, mm-hmm. and 15 years ago opened my own business, which pre-recession employed 12 people, coincidentally
Wonderful.
All women.
Wonderful.
And I'm still running that business, and we now have 7 people after
Beautiful.
The recession.
Beautiful.
And then last year I opened another business for women, and it's called Hear Women Talk, and it's mm-hmm. an online community. It's a social radio network. We have an internet social community as well as a live radio, internet online radio, 24/7. We play, if we're not doing talk shows, live talk shows, much like your blog talk radio show, we're playing music.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is your dad still alive?
He is. He is still alive. He did remarry.
What does he have to say now about his daughter? Who was supposed to be a secretary, and now she's a CEO of not one but two companies. What has he got to say for himself?
Well, he's very proud of me. He's proud of all of his girls, and no matter mm-hmm. what we did. I mean, this is the great thing about my dad. It didn't matter whatever we did or didn't do. He loved
Wonderful.
Us no matter what, and was
exactly.
always proud of us.
Exactly.
He's quite surprised by the things mm-hmm. that I've done. He doesn't know where it comes from. I mm-hmm. I don't know where it comes from either.
That's right.
And my dad was, a farmer, grew up on the farm, and had a very humble life himself.
Mm-hmm.
So he's quite surprised by all of this, and
you know,
but he's proud of me.
You know, it's amazing when I'm from the West Indies, and mm-hmm. We are always pre-programmed to say you got to go to nursing school, you become a police, a teacher, and all those steady jobs. And there are some of us now who have broken the mold. And you say you don't know where it comes from. Well, each of us, even from the day that sperm was fertilized in our mother's womb, we were created for something great. And shamefully, a lot of people exit out of this universe without their music being played or their building being architected, a lot of things, because they live into the programming mode that society has programmed them, and sometimes relatives and close friends too. And the Lord knows that they mean well. They don't want to see us hurt, so they always want us to play it safe. But, you know, God is always so excited when we step out and be obedient and to be about his Father's business. So, because you were created for exactly what you're doing now, it was not difficult for it to take off once you began. Mm-hmm. And this is why I love what I do, because each and every day, I focus on telling people, follow your heart. And when people try to go against what you're doing, you love them in spite of, because remember, the calling is not theirs, and they don't have to understand. It is yours, and once they keep going, and you keep going, then they are going to get it. So
yeah.
let's talk about your work specifically with women. Why did you decide that this is where my focus need to be with women?
You know, that's an interesting question, and I don't really know the exact answer, but I have been married and divorced, and I've been single most of my adult life. And whenever I've had a problem in my life or an issue, it's always been my girlfriends that have propped me up and kept me strong and kept me going and supported me. I don't live near my family. My dad lives in Florida. I'm in South Carolina. My sisters live in upstate New York. Mm-hmm. And so it's my girlfriends that have always been my support system. They've been my extended family. And mm-hmm. amongst my friends, I am considered the organizer, the one that organizes everything with the girlfriends, the one that figures everything out, the one that just is there, you know, mm-hmm. keeping the glue together.
That's right.
So I always wanted to do some kind of organization for women. And mm-hmm. And I've been very active in women's organizations and have been president twice of the local chapter of the American Business Women's Association and have done lots of things with women's groups. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to start an actual women's center here where I live in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. And that was not financially feasible. And then through several different events, I ended up just starting an online community, a Ning network. You might be familiar with these social networks. Mm-hmm. And then with that, I added social internet radio. My life partner, now my life partner, Jeff Gilder, had a social network with internet radio, and we already had the infrastructure in place for his network. So I just added the women's network to it. Mm-hmm. Just kind of evolved.
You know, it's that's a good thing because women, I have found out in my line of work that there are many women, a large number of women, they are taking care of everybody else besides themselves. And we as women need to focus on keeping our cup overflowing. This way we give from the overflow and not from the full cup. Because when you begin to give from the full cup, that's when you get burnt out and stressed. You start kick the furniture, you kick everything that's in your sight because you're not taking care of you. So I want to applaud you, Kay, for taking the stand and doing all that you do for women and to let us understand that we are important, we are valuable. Because, you know, some women, I think is what, sometimes you can get a manicure for $10, and some women feel, oh no, I can't do that because the children need this and the husband need that. And I'm thinking, yes, and you deserve that too. So if
Absolutely.
You can sit down and let your family understand, they will tell you, yes, mom, you go get the manicure. We will survive.
That's
so
right.
I want thank you for the work. Go ahead, Kay.
I want to say something about that. You know, my mother died, as I mentioned, when I was 7. Mm-hmm. And I always, as growing up, missed not having a mother and having that nurturing from a mother. Mm-hmm. And an older woman, when I was in my 20s, who was something of a mentor to me, she said, Kay, you need to be your own mother to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You need to do for you what your mother would do for you. And that lesson has always stuck with me. Mm-hmm. So now, and I say that to other women, what would you want for your daughter?
Mm-hmm.
What would you want for your sister?
Mm-hmm.
Why not want that for yourself and do
exactly.
that for yourself?
Because, Kay, until we are experiencing the best in every area of our lives, we are not in a position to give the best to somebody else. Because
yeah.
you are always going to be shortchanging the next person. But when you are experiencing abundance, it radiates off of you and you give the best at all times.
Yep.
So let's talk about the first company you founded. What was that focusing on?
Well, it's totally opposite, totally separate and apart from what I'm doing with women. I own a real estate appraisal company. I've been appraising real estate for 25 years, and in 1996, I opened my own company called Certifax Appraisals, which was just myself and a secretary, an assistant. And then that grew very quickly to a firm that employed 12 people. Mm-hmm. And it's still going, Certifax Appraisals. And that's been my mainstay. Well, real estate appraisal has been my mainstay for 25 years. And
you know,
and
now a lot of women are quick to stipulate jobs that are for men and jobs that are for women. And here you are. Being a female appraisal is one of those things that I hear a lot of women say, oh, that's a man's job. Yet you are doing it for 25 years and you are being successful. So the limitations that we speak about a lot of times are only the ones that we impose on ourselves.
So true.
You know?
So true. Yeah. When I got into appraising, that's true. It was definitely a man's profession. Not so much anymore, but definitely 25 years ago it was.
But you paved the way, Kay. Because when women do that research on Google or whatever they do, and they see, pull you up, you are a role model for them because they are looking back for 25 years. This woman stepped into this arena, and she's still here and standing strong and holding her own. So you, I mean, maybe without even realizing it, you have ushered a lot of women into that career. So I want to commend you on doing that.
Thank
now,
you.
Now when you meet a great number of people and they realize a lot of your work now focuses on women, the radio site and all of that, what are some of the feedbacks that you get from people?
Oh, it's been amazing. We've really touched people's lives and changed people's lives, truly. Because what we're doing is, you know, it's connecting women, and we have some men that participate too. But I've had emails from women and messages from women saying, thank you so much for starting this. I found my tribe. You know, it's small enough to be personal and to help people. But we're also doing big things. I don't know if you know this, but one of the groups that we have on Hear Women Talk is a group that fights human trafficking. It's a social network with a number of different groups and that are started by women based upon their particular interests. And one of our members is Dottie Laster, who has been combating human trafficking for a decade. Mm-hmm. So she started a group called Trafficked, and she has a live talk radio show once a week on our network called Trafficked. Mm-hmm. And exactly 1 month after we launched her show in August of last year. In September, we were contacted by a U.S. trafficked teen who reached out to us for help through our network.
Wow.
She Googled
Wonderful.
Human trafficking and found us, joined our network, began listening to the shows, sent a private message to Dottie Laster through our network saying, I'm in trouble, can you help me? And
wow.
Dottie said, yes, here's my phone number. Yeah. And
Wonderful.
We through Dottie and one of our members, Vicky Cedo out in California, who is a private investigator, and I, we tried to work with law enforcement to rescue her, but that was too slow, you know, all the red tape, so we just did it ourselves. We hired another private investigator who was close to where she was located in Pennsylvania. We had this woman drive to her home where she was being kept, and she escaped with her kitten, and we put her on a plane and flew her to safety.
My God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Yeah, really.
These are stories that people need to know. It doesn't matter how bad it looks. You are not alone. There is somebody out there willing to help you. But in order for that to happen, you must ask.
Right.
You must ask. It doesn't matter. And isn't this phenomenal how the multimedia has things at our fingertips? There
right.
are no limitations, nothing. Only limitations is if you don't ask. So if you are listening to this conversation now, or if you yourself know anybody who is going through that. Ask them not to be in this alone, but to call them. Just hold your thought, Donna. Kay, I'll be right back.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
Okay, and I also want to remind those of you who are close here upstate New York or in Connecticut, you still can participate in the French Cultural Exchange Program. We are still recruiting house families for July and for August. So you can send me a message on the radio site or send me a private message on Facebook. And I want to welcome guests 6753 to the chat. And again, I want to remind you that you can call in whenever you have a question or if you have a comment for Kay. Call in at 646-915-8166. Again, 646-915-8166. And my guest here is Miss Kay Van Housen. So, Kay, back to you. We're talking about human trafficking, and what a blessing that you were able to help that woman to safety. What
I know,
a blessing.
The most, probably one of the most important things I've ever been involved in my whole life, and it was amazing to me, too. I lived in a bubble prior to launching Hear Women Talk, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I never was witness to any of the horrible things that so many people have to suffer through.
Mm-hmm.
And since launching, you know, we have a lot of fun on Hear Women Talk, too. It's not all serious stuff. We kid around, too, and have a lot of fun. But we also do a lot of have a lot of support programs for, we have one show on Mondays with a live support forum for people who are in recovery. And, you know, that's hosted by Lisa Kratz-Thomas, who was a crack addict and a prostitute living homeless on the streets of D.C., and she had a felony conviction and got clean, and for the last 20 years she's been an addiction prevention ally. And so she does a live show every Monday. She's extremely transparent about her life, and she's there to help people. But they have fun on that show, too. So we have shows on relationship issues, and we have shows on, you know, we have a great hairdresser out of New York City who comes on and talks with us about, you know, all kinds of things. So it's we have fun things, and we have the support forum.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you were a guest on Donna Tyson's show, Rivers
yes,
of Faith.
Yes, I really had, yeah, I had fun
yeah.
with Donna.
She's
fun
wonderful.
With Donna. And,
yeah.
you know, these are forums like these are what help people to heal. Because a lot of people are suffering and hurting, and they think, oh, Lord, I'm the only person this is happening to. Until they hear other people's story, they say, oh, I'm not alone. I
yeah.
am not alone. And if Daphne can overcome this, and, you know, this person can overcome this, I can do it too. And this is why each and every one of us need to begin to tell our story, because our stories are what will help others to carve their stories and to begin to tell it. So,
right.
you know, I am cautious not to tell my story to people who it will not benefit, because some people don't get it. So, when I meet somebody or I am invited to a forum to participate, I make sure that it is something that my story will add value to. I don't want to get involved where people is going to be second guessing what is being shared with them and they will not put it to good use. But some people are ready and they are looking for help and their arms are outstretched. And we are here to help you. We are here to help you. So how old is the network? Let Hear Women Talk.
It's exactly 13 months old. Yes, we launched it in June of 2010. Yes, it's and not only we have the online community and we have the social radio network. As I said, it's 20 hours of live talk programming on weekdays and music 24/7. But I'm about to launch, I'm so excited, a blog zine to accompany it. And it consists of it's like an online magazine with departments and categories, just like Reader's Digest. We have humor, we have health and beauty and food and, you know, relationships and love and all kinds of categories and departments, but it consists of people's blogs. So we have so many members on Hear Women Talk who are excellent writers and bloggers, and they love to write blogs. And so now their blogs can be put into this online magazine in departments. So if someone's interested in faith or whatever or travel or whatever they're interested in, they can find those blogs based on those categories. And it's another place for people to have their blogs get more exposure. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations. Does spirituality play any role in your work?
I'm a very spiritual person, and I don't know if it plays a role in my life. You know, it's my whole life, spirituality. I'm not a religious person. I'm a spiritual person. I do believe in, personally, I do believe in God and an afterlife, and I believe in divine intervention. And I also believe in a higher power, and that if one puts one's thoughts to asking God for help, or not so much help, but wisdom to know what to do, you'll get answers.
If you still yourself long enough to get the answer. But one of the things that is a big pet peeve for me is women keep themselves too busy. And sometimes they act as if it's a crime for them to just sit and do nothing. And as women, we need to understand the importance of quiet time. You got to just sit down and chill. Put your feet up, close your eyes, and just chill.
You begin
to practice that, you'd be surprised to know the revelations and the messages that you get during those quiet times. But, you know, women, they're running here, they're chauffeuring the kids, they're going to the grocery, they're doing the laundry. Take half an hour for yourself and do nothing. And if you think you're going to feel too guilty to do that, then you begin journal and you're going to find out that it is going to be feeling so good that you are not going to want to stop it. So I love to ask that question, and I was so tickled. I think it was maybe 2 weeks ago. I had this young man on my show, and a lot of times when people our age speak about our spiritual connection and relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and people oftentimes refer to us as holy rollers and everything. But I asked Alex, I wanted to know what his spiritual life was. And that young man said, he said, "I dare not do anything without God." And it was so amazing to hear him say that, because young people nowadays, they think that they have to be living up to the Joneses. And I know and I respect them, Kay, because I don't know if I could be a teenager in today's world. It's challenging.
Yeah.
So they need to know that they can depend on the Lord and they don't have to feel inferior. And they're really not missing out on anything. And it is a safe life. So I am so happy that you share that. When was it? I think about a month ago, I got a volunteer was to help me on the show. And I just felt a burden on my spirit to keep asking the woman. I was interviewing her, "Is there anything else you want to ask me?" She said, "No." "Anything else you want to ask me?" She said, "No, anything else." And then when we concluded the conversation, I said to her, "You know my email, so if there's anything you want to ask me, you can email me, because I felt it, Kay, that there was something. And then the next day when we were supposed to begin her training online, she emailed me to say that her husband didn't want her to volunteer for me because he think I'm too Christian. And I said, oh, that's wonderful. I'm not going to worry about that. You know, at least he didn't say I was pushing drugs. And I said, can you imagine? And I said, oh, well, you know, what are we going to do? I mean, hey, I am what I am. I've already sold myself out. I know the life I have is not mine. And I've just myself out. Can you imagine?
That kind of cracks me up. What, I don't know why anybody, how anybody could be too Christian.
No, you tell me.
I don't know.
Yeah, but it is what it is. And you'll be surprised to know the things that happen out there. And I'm sharing this to say to women, think for yourselves. Follow your heart. You don't have to sell out your total control.
Right.
You are
so, as women,
right for you, yes.
Women do that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Women, I don't know, and in fact, I was just talking to somebody today. I co-host a show on Yak, or on Hear Women Talk, called Yak, and we have a guest coming on Wednesday, Charlotte Pendragon. She's a famed magician, and she and her husband had a magic act together for 30 years, and they performed for royalty and a couple of U.S. presidents, and were on Jay Leno. And she's a magician. She's not an assistant. And their marriage and their partnership ended 2 years ago when he pulled a gun in their house and fired a gun. But and now they're almost divorced. But for 30 years, even though she was, you know, an equal part of the act, she wasn't an assistant, she was a magician, he still kind of controlled her. Mm. And, you know, it's just like what you're saying, you know, women, I don't know what it is about so many women, and I'm that way, I've been that way too in relationships. So often we kind of bow down to men, and we shouldn't, give up power.
Yes, you can't give your power away.
Mm-mm.
Because you never get it back. You'll never get it back. And you have to see, because you'll see these signs and you know you're giving your power away. And I tell you, you can't wait until it's too late, because then it's going to be more difficult to get it back. So when you see that first sign that you're giving your power away, you got to pull in that line. You know, you wind it up like the fish line. When you feel something bite onto your bait, you wind the fish line in to see if it's the fish. And we get the same kind of signals in our relationships to know that you're giving away total control, because it does not make sense. You got to be in these relationships, and you got to respect and love each other.
Right.
So, you know, ladies, I don't know why we went there, but I know there's somebody who's listening that needed this message. So whoever it is for, I want you to receive it and do what you need to do for yourself. What would you like to see in the next 5 years for Hear Women Talk?
Oh gosh. I'd like to see us grow to a membership of 100,000. I'd like to see us have live talk radio programming 100 hours a week, not just 20 hours a week. I'd like to see us putting on events that bring women together in person, not just on the internet, but in person. How's that for a starter?
Wonderful, beautiful. And from your mouth to God's ears, you just spoke it and it will happen. Because we have not because we ask not. We have not because we ask not. So nothing is too big for him to give us. So I know that you will have your heart's desire. Now, for those women who are still sitting at home wondering, oh, I wonder what I should be doing. What would you like to share with them if they are experiencing any uncertainties in following their heart and stepping out in faith? What would you like to share with them to help them, to kind of jumpstart them?
Well, that no dream is too big.
Mm-hmm.
And they deserve whatever they want. That they should be kind to themselves and love themselves and do for themselves what they would do for their own daughter, or they, what they would wish for their own daughter or for their own sister. They should give that to themselves.
Because a lot of times we think everybody else is deserving beside us. So you start with yourself, and as I was saying at the top of the hour, when you begin to give so generously to everybody else, you will know that you deserve the best too, and together you will enjoy it. You know, I mentioned at the top of the hour about having two girlfriends over. And I tell you something, I lost a very dear friend back in April. And I tell you, I keep asking God, why did he take him and all of that? And the one lesson that I've learned about his passing is how important it is, Kay, to invest in our relationships. Because we don't know when we are not going to have our loved ones around us. And I came home from church today and I made two calls. One woman already was going out, so I made another call. And this woman said she was cleaning her house. I said, you want to take a break and come over? Because I don't know what tomorrow is going to be. I don't know what later on is going to be. But right now, we had the best 2 hours that we could think about. And we just invested in each other. And this is why it is so important that we treasure all the relationships. I want to welcome a word for you to the chat. Thank you for joining. Please do not forget to mark the show favorite and follow me on Twitter. I don't think I've seen you here before. So join my network here and join me on Twitter and Facebook. And if you are on LinkedIn as well, I thank you. And the number to call in is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And my guest for the first hour is Miss Kay Van Housen. And what an amazing story. She has thread on untouched waters for female for 25 years. And I know that she is such an icon in what she's doing, and many women will benefit from this conversation that we are having here. Yes. Okay. Thank you, Womania, for the warm welcome. Oh, you are welcome. Yes. So, okay. I'm kind of running the chat room too and everything, so that they were just saying that we are welcome there. So I'm happy for that. And if you know Kay and know of Kay's work, please feel free to call in and just let her know how you feel about the work that she is doing. So, Kay, on the Hear Women Talk Network, do you only have female hosts?
No, actually we have male hosts too. You know, it's kind of evolved. It's called Hear Women Talk because here we are talking, but we also, we don't discriminate. We have some men that host some shows. We have John Banks, who hosts a show every Monday called Bringing Man Out of the Cave, and he tries to explain the strange male behavior and why men act the way they do.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of fun with him, and that's really a relationship show, but it's a lot of fun too. And we have another show on Friday that's hosted by a man, Colin Lively, who is a hairdresser in New York City, and started out with him giving beauty tips for the aging diva. but it's evolved into a show about just life in the fast lane in New York City. He's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had a few other, we have some other shows with men as well, police shows, some shows. We had a show that's no longer running. It was called Police Psychics, and that was run by Kelly Snyder, who has an organization that he's a former law enforcement officer. I think he was a DEA agent, and he was helping to find lost children.
Mm-hmm.
And got some tips from some psychics that turned out to be right. And he was a skeptic, but he followed their tips and found these kids. And then he ended up organizing a group of psychics that now work with law enforcement to help find missing children and lost loved ones. Mm-hmm. So he had a show on for a while.
Yeah, I'm always so excited about men who take the bull by the horn, if you may, because a lot of men would be intimidated by the name of the network and they wouldn't even show up.
Because, I agree.
You know, so for those men, it speaks volume that they step forward and know that, hey, I can add value to this here and I want to be a part of it. All right. Again, I want to just take a brief commercial break. And my guest is Ms. Kay Van Housen. And remember, you can always call in 646-915-8166.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson Radio Hour. And we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10. Placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
I also want to remind you guys to save the date, March the 22nd through the 25th, 2012. We'll be having an entrepreneurial conference in New York City. It's called the Vision Weekend Conference, Vision Weekend Conference 2012. And this conference focuses on helping you with the tools to shape your vision for greater success. We're having some phenomenal speakers there. You really don't want to miss. We're going to be launching it in a few weeks. I just have a couple more of speakers that I'm waiting to hear from. So listen, you want to mark that down because you want to be at that conference and I want to meet you there too. So mark it down in your calendar. March the 22nd through the 25th in New York City. And for those of you who have never been to New York City, hey, this is your opportunity. We are also issuing a call for vendors. You can go ahead and send us a message either here on the show or you can visit the page, the Vision Weekend Conference 2012 fan page. Visit that, like it, and send us a message through there if you're interested in being a vendor. Tell us what your product is or service is, and we will let you know if it's one of those products that can add value to the conference. So again, please let me hear from you. 646-915-8166. And my first guest that I'm in conversation with is Kay Van Housen. So back to you, Kay. We're going to be winding up because I'm expecting my other guests to call in any minute. So we are going to continue our conversation until he calls in. So what I want to do is to just have us kind of summarize the high points of what we spoke about and what you want the listeners to concentrate on from this conversation. what would you like them, what high points would you like to leave them on?
Okay. High points in terms of their own lives or in terms
from
of
this,
how it relates?
The conversations that we've shared, your path that you have been on over 25 years to stepping out now and doing, if you would pick out some high points from that conversation to leave them with, what would those be?
Well, one of the high points would be that, you know, I was raised in a family with an old-fashioned dad who was a wonderful man, very loving man, but who said a woman's place is in the home raising children, and that just did not fit with me. And I don't know why, but it just in my gut, I knew it wasn't for me. And not that there's anything wrong with that. I think it's an honorable thing. But for me, I just didn't. I went out and did more for me. That was what I wanted, and I got it. And so I guess that would be the biggest high point, is that you have to listen to what's inside your gut. You know, if you listen to your instincts, you'll know. That's usually what you should be doing. And if you just take, as you said, Dr. Daphne, take some time to listen and be still and listen, you'll know what's right for you. And that's what you should do for yourself.
And I am so proud of us women who decide that we are shattering that mold that they have it all engraved on the outside, that women are baby factories. Because God knows that He didn't create us to be baby factories. He created us, yes, to reproduce, but He blessed us with a lot more great talents and skill. You know, He makes us so unique, and there is so much more to us. And, you know, I want us to awake those women who have been sleeping for many years and have allowed that to be their lifestyle.
Right.
Love your children if you already have them, but still find the other things that God wants you to pursue and to do.
Right.
So, go ahead.
We were talking about being still and listening to our inner selves, or listening to the messages that we're getting from God, or wherever these messages are coming from. And one of the things that I've discovered for myself that works very well, because I find it hard to be still and to be quiet also, is that I actually sit down at my computer and I actually type letters to God. And I start out with, "Dear God, today I'm thinking about, or right, this is what's on my mind, God," just as if I were writing a letter to Dr. Daphne. And it's amazing when I present take the time to sit down and write to God and say, "Dear God, this is what's on my mind, this is what's troubling me, or this is what I'm thinking about. What do you think about this, God?" All of a sudden, my fingers start going wild on the keyboard.
That's
I get
right.
answers.
That,
God
exactly.
answers me.
That's
yeah.
right. And a lot of people aren't getting answers because they are too busy, 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 and they are not being effective. So all those valuable instructions and answers that they are supposed to be getting is because they are so busy, they miss it. So guys, you need to settle down. Take some time for you. You deserve every minute of it. Because if you don't treasure yourself enough to do that, then it's not going to happen. It is not going to happen. I want you to please tell people how to get in touch with you, Kay.
Oh, okay. Well, you can find me on HearWomenTalk.com. HearWomenTalk.com, and you can find me there. I'm there all the time. You can send me a message through the network, and I'll be sure to get it.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Is there anything else you were hoping to talk about or mention that I didn't touch in any way?
I'll just go ahead and throw this out there. We're always looking for interesting stories. So if anybody has an interesting story or knows of, I love doing stories about women who have overcome enormous odds to conquer the world or do great things. So we're always looking for stories to talk about and share on our network. So please, if you know somebody or know of some story, please get in touch with me and let me know. And I mentioned earlier, we're getting ready to launch our blog zine. It's an online magazine created entirely by member blogs. So if you're a blogger and you want to share your stories, we have departments and categories, and we can put your blogs into departments and categories to make it easier for readers to find information that's pertinent and of interest to them. We welcome your blogs and would love your contribution.
All right. Well, wonderful. I am really excited that you took the time to come and not only invest in my vision, but also in the lives of my listeners. I want to thank you, and I want to just encourage you to keep doing God's work. And you are on a phenomenal, phenomenal journey. And I am so honored to have met you. And I will keep watching you. And if ever I can add value to anything you're doing, please do not hesitate to call.
Thank you, Dr. Daphne. It's been an honor for me to be on your show tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much, Kay. All right. So my guest, my first guest was Miss Kay Von Housen. And I am waiting on my other guest to call in. And I haven't seen him yet, so I guess we'll just continue here. And hopefully he's listening and he did not get stuck out on his boat today and is not going to call in. So, Mr. Darby, if you're listening on your computer, it's your time to call in, my brother. You should have called in 15 minutes ago. So, again, I just want to just, I just love this song by Bethany Schmidt, and I want to play it for you. It's called More. I love that song. I love that song. I want to find it. I want to find it. Ah, so here it is. I'll play this for you. Bethany Schmidt, More.
Here I go, one more time.
All right. So that was Miss Bethany Schmidt with More. And I am waiting on my guest to call in from Canada. Mr. Darby, it's time for you to call in. The number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And my second guest for this evening is supposed to be Mr. Don Darby out of Canada. So I am waiting on Don to call in, and I don't know what happened. So if you are listening, if anybody in his house is listening, have Don call us now, and we need to have him call in right now. It's time for you to call into the show, Mr. Darby. So, yes. So we are just we are right here, and we are on the air live, and we are just waiting on my guest to call in, Mr. Don Darby out of Canada. I'm waiting on him to call in now. He is our second guest for the show today, and I am here waiting on him to call in. So I hope he is picking up the phone as we speak, and I am just hoping that he did not forget that he is supposed to be our guest on the show. So again, we have, I'm going to see if I can try and call him here. So let's see what happens here, if we can call. It's the beauty. We have this new studio here, and we are just going to try to call Mr. Darby. Huh. Okay. Now we can't, because we don't have all the digits here for the number. So, Mr. Darby, if you're listening, it's time for you to call into the A New Day show, my brother. We want you to call in right now. And just to share with us, he has an amazing story as well. He is, he spent a large number of years in corporate America. And since then, he has transitioned into the music industry. So that's exactly what he is doing now. He is producing music in Canada. And he wanted to come on this evening to talk about what he's doing differently and how he began doing it. So I know it was supposed to be an amazing story, and he is not here. So I am waiting on him to call in. And let me just grab my my book of wisdom here and see what in this powerful book of wisdom that I can share with you today. I want to share with you some writings here about meditation. Meditation is movement without any motive, without words, and the activity of thought. It must be something that is not deliberately set about. Only then it is a movement within the infinite, measureless to man, without a goal without an end, without a beginning, and that as a strange action in daily life, because all life is one, and then becomes sacred. And isn't that beautiful? Because a lot of times we run ourselves so raggedy, especially as women, and we do not concentrate on our sanity and our health. And I know that journaling and meditation and prayer is what keeps me grounded. And I tell you, it did not just happen overnight with me. It's through years of investment in the quality of the lifestyle that I like. You know, the sanity that I see that I so richly deserve. And I had to go seeking through reading and listening of tapes and videos and DVDs and all of those things, that I have begun to practice a lot and lots of the amazing spiritual practices that I now get involved in. There's one more writing about a meditation. For you, now, meditation involves establishing within yourself the reality of these two unavailable rules, difference and change. Try as hard as possible to convince yourself. Try as hard as possible to convince yourself that these two rules can either be changed nor avoided. And that is so very true, that you must concentrate on what it is that you need to do for yourself. So welcome guest 7700. If that's Mr. Darby, you need to call in 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. You need to call in. You should have called in 15 minutes ago. Now we only have 25 minutes. So call in right away, please. Yes, I want to welcome guest 77. Mr. Darby.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Daphne.
I apologize
for being late here. We were stuck in traffic.
Okay.
But thank you very much for having me on the show.
All right. So glad you were able to make it. We only have 24 minutes, so we'll try our best to get what we can get done. So please introduce yourself to the listeners. Tell them who you are.
Okay. My name's Don Darby. I live just outside of Toronto in Ontario. And I have a business called GSM Beats Incorporated. Basically, my company is the main focus of the company is a recording studio. I have a lot of digital audio gear that I use to produce music. And I basically target musicians primarily, interesting new music. And I also do a bit of work for other audio-related content, providing some content for websites, different sort of niche places where music is needed, and some sound effects and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. However, this is something new. You spent a large number of years in the corporate world, didn't you?
Well, I did, yeah.
And what was that about?
Well, I went to university when I was finished high school. I was a musician. I was working as a musician. I was playing. I was teaching guitar, and I wanted to really get into the music industry. And I had several friends that were sort of in the same field. They wanted to do that. They went to a private college in Toronto that specialized in music production and music marketing, sort of music industry type stuff. And I felt like it would be more valuable for me to go to university because it's something that
the norm.
Sort of broader application teaches you, you know, how to think and how to write. Not quite so much the specialized skill. But I kind of figured, you know, they're going to spend a bunch of money on this college degree, and they're going to have a very specialized skill. And it's not going to be as credible as a university degree. So I was roommates with these guys, and I was the one going to York University, taking business administration and communication studies. And I felt like it was something that would be very valuable getting into media, basically media studies, right?
Was that something your parents wanted you to study? Okay, well, that's good for them, because a lot of us, our parents say, well, this is what you're going to be doing. And a lot of people end up in universities earning that degree and take it home to their parents and then go and do what's in their heart. So I'm glad that your parents didn't really send you down that part.
Well, actually, I took about 2 years off after I finished high school because I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do with education. I knew that I had a love for music, and I wanted to get into music somehow. And actually, I think my dad, you know, had lined me up with an interview to do an apprenticeship with an electrician, which would have been great. But I wasn't really into it. I wanted to pursue this, and I found this this program, and I got into the program, and I was pretty happy about it. And I think the skills that I learned have definitely helped me. I was able to work for wear different hats in several big corporations. I worked. I worked for a company that did market research, and I was a market research interviewer. It was really kind of an interesting job because you really dig into the whole statistical analysis and just sort of the approach of how to ask questions. And collect data. And I did an internship for this this company. They actually collected information for the ratings for television and radio, among other things. So it kind of gave me an insight into that.
Right. And as you look back, as I know, there are no experiences and knowledge that are wasted once. Never. As you look back over the time that you spent in those different arenas, has it helped to prepare you for what you're doing now?
I believe it really has. I mean, after I did that job, I was working for a headhunter. So I was basically getting used to computers, databases, and understanding sort of like a small business model and dealing with clients. Dealing with having client relationships. I think that was extremely helpful. I found when I was in that position, the part that was missing was I didn't quite understand the numbers. I went on to pursue more studies in accounting because I wanted to understand, you know, how
numbers.
Ledger worked and numbers and, you know, understand the finances of a company better.
Yes. And now that you are full-fledged into what your heart's been telling you for years, how does it feel to eventually be home?
Well, I mean, it feels like a bit of a full circle. I'm back to sort of where I started off with this specific direction that I wanted to go
mm-hmm.
as far as pursuing music and producing music.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got all these great skills to support support my endeavors, right?
Yes, because you are well-rounded now. You have the accounting background. You had the time when you went into that headhunting company, and you know how to design questions to get the answers that you need for whatever you're working on. And I'm sure if you had not acquired all of that in the beginning, now with what you're doing, you probably would have to be spending some time getting that information. So it's a good thing. A lot of times we don't know why we're doing what we're doing. Like my first guest who was on, she spoke about, you know, she didn't know why she was doing what she was doing, but everything was happening so good. And, you know, and this is what happened. When we are operating in our true calling and purpose, we don't have to know what it is, because once we are obedient and turn up for duty, things just start falling into place. Things stop happening for us when we are not obedient in following through on what it is that we are supposed to do.
Yeah, I think it is easy for people to get sidetracked in
mm-hmm.
in you know, managing their own career, because mm-hmm. you have a big company that makes things easy. And you sort of turn off that all those things and attributes that make a good entrepreneur, and
mm-hmm.
you go with the big company mentality. And
mm-hmm.
sometimes it's hard to turn that back on. But if
mm-hmm.
if you have that in mind as you're going through a position or doing a contract, you just sort of have to keep it in mind that, you know, I'm doing this. It's not completely focused, but I know that there's skills that I'm going to gather. It's about
mm-hmm.
having personal goals. Right.
Exactly, and investing in you as you yeah. are now, as well as in the person that you know you will become. Because it's shamefully to say, there are a lot of entrepreneurs who have stopped reading. And I know we all got to go back to basics, because we must keep fresh in everything that we are doing. So you have to invest. If you're in music, you got to be around people who is doing that. You have to subscribe to the magazines that support your industry and all of those things. And I want to remind people, call in if you have something to say. It's 646-915-8166. So let me hear from you. Let me hear from you, please. My guest is Mr. Don Darby out of Canada. So, Don, what kind of music do you produce?
Well, when I started as a musician, I was big into the blues. I played in a blues band, and we played a little bit of classic rock. That's kind of what I grew up on. And after that, I moved to Toronto, and I actually started really getting into jazz and urban music.
I love
so
jazz.
So I've sort of amassed a collection of records. I love mm-hmm. vinyl. I've got a lot of really nice old jazz records,
mm-hmm.
and I've gotten myself familiar with a lot of good urban music. Mostly that's coming out of the United States, because
mm-hmm.
it's a very limited market for that here in Canada. Although there's a few sort of venues that there are some good talents that are
mm-hmm.
totally unrecognized
mm-hmm.
As far as the Canadian audience.
Mm-hmm. So because you're in Canada, does that limit you that all the people you produce has to be local to you?
Well, I mean, it makes it a bit easier for me geographically to be able to scout out people,
mm-hmm.
talent. To actually hear them, because it's important, especially in Canada, that you have somebody that's a musician that has a performance to support their music, because a lot of the time it's about the live performances that bring in the
wonderful. That's good to hear.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, I guess, and I've heard some friends of mine that worked at record labels in Canada. They work for some of the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
That they find that Canada is almost like a bit of a satellite office for the United States because there's so
mm-hmm.
much of a wealth of music.
Yeah, lots of outsourcing. Yeah, lots of outsourcing is going on now. And people are really looking. Yes. Okay. So, my heavens, time is winding down. For that young musician out there, well, you know, let me take back the word young. For that musician out there, male or female, young or old, who has a burning desire inside of them, and yet they are so fearful to step out, what are some points you would like to share with them to just give them a jump start, Don?
Well, I think there's a lot of younger musicians that have perception about the music industry that might be an old school model of where the economics of it was. Is you get a big contract from a record company and everything gets taken care of and you become a big star. The model is no longer that. We have such a huge influence on people's tastes by sort of self-produced, self-marketed artists who basically, they do a lot of all the publishing and production and online presence themselves. And they sort of understand all the components that go into getting your name out there. Because it's more than just playing the music. It's understanding your audience, who
mm-hmm.
it is that you want to listen to your music. There's nothing
mm-hmm.
wrong with playing the music that you love. You just got to figure out who it is that wants it. And
exactly.
The big record labels aren't interested in a lot of small artists. They have a small pool of
mm-hmm.
big artists that they pour their money into, and they've done their market research, and it's going to be just so that they're going to appeal to a mass market. There's so much opportunity for niche music out there that,
mm-hmm.
For example, in the United States, you could be the huge, huge artist in one state. No one's ever heard of you in another state.
That's right. That's right. And it's like that in everything that we do because we are in the people business. And what we do, it's not for ourselves, but we just need to keep doing it and know that there's someone out there who is waiting for whatever it is that we have to deliver. And we cannot let fear cripple us from manifesting that greatness that has been dormant inside of us. So you got to get out of it, you know, find a mentor. Invest in yourself and find the mentor who will help you to give birth. Don't sit there and say, well, you're going to suffer by yourself. Ask, remove ego and pride out of the way and reach out to someone that will help you. Listen, why don't you, there's someone in the chat room that want me to say something and I'm not sure what it is, I'm not understanding. So why don't you just call in? The number to call is 646-915-8166. Just call in and say what it is you want to say on the phone. This way I won't be, I'm not sure what it is you want me to say. So just call in 646-915-8166. So as you look over your career, what are some aspirations and goals you have for yourself in the near future?
Well, I think I'd like to definitely expand my social media presence because it's such an important growing phenomenon that's reaching a lot of people. And it's definitely something that's appealing to the independent music market,
mm-hmm.
The types of musicians I was talking about that do a lot of their own self-promoting.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do it with such a small budget and be very effective if you really make an effort and put some thought into it.
Mm-hmm.
I see myself really focusing on getting my material and the artists that I work with, their material, out to an audience that's continuously growing in the different social media communities. Mm-hmm. It's gone beyond places like MySpace. There's a mm-hmm. lot of music blogs mm-hmm. that have turned themselves into record labels. Mm-hmm. It's a fantastic place because you've got a great audience, people that are reading and really interested in the thought that goes into the specific music that's made. And so you're getting more thoughtful audience, not just a mass market audience that is half listening. These are people that are really into the kind of music that the artists are making. So it's really connecting a buyer and seller with something that they are both passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what social media can do.
Mm-hmm. As you look over your community in Canada, what type of music would you say is have a greater demand on it? I know, like, in Jamaica, people would go for the reggae. In the West, some West Indian island, they go for calypso. What kind of a demand you see in Canada?
Well, I think it has been pretty popular over the last few years and continues to be very strong. It's basically like indie rock and folk rock. There's a lot of artists in Toronto that are playing live shows all the time, and it's a really strong market. My thing is that I introduce my personal taste into what I'm doing because that way I can be passionate about it. There's a handful of really good artists in that genre of music, and then the rest of it I'm not that interested in. I think there's another genre that's growing. There's a radio station out of Hamilton called Wave, and they sort of package themselves that they're playing music that's got a little bit of R&B, a little bit of adult contemporary, and they bring a lot of jazz. They call it smooth jazz. And I think it's a real growing sort of genre because it incorporates a lot of different kinds of music in together. And it's not too hard on the listener's ears. I'm in my 30s. And this is a market that's...
You don't look it. I look at your picture. I didn't realize you're that old.
Well, I try to stay in shape and
I'm trying to get as many questions in as I can before this time runs out. What's the difference between indie rock and folk rock?
Well, I think in Canada there's a lot of folk musicians where it's just basically like an acoustic guitar and singing with lyrics, and you don't need a lot of technology to harness that. You get a couple of microphones and you can record acoustic music, which is it's definitely appealing because people, other people that are listening, they can play it. They pick it up. Oh, I want to learn how to play that song on my guitar. Definitely a good way to get your music out is to have other people playing it on their guitar. And if it's simple enough, there's a lot of people that can play it and enjoy it. As far as jazz and more electronic-based music, there's a lot more technology and a lot more knowledge that goes into the performing and writing and production. Jazz musicians there's a small handful of young jazz musicians, but it's music that you learn over many years because it's
constant. And it has to grow on you, man. You have to, it's like filet mignon. You have to acquire the taste for it. I mean, jazz is not for ordinary people. You know, because it's like somebody who is accustomed to be drinking a soda and they get champagne, they don't know what to do with it. You know, they say, oh, I can't do that. So it's something that has to grow on you. Don, would you? I wish we had more time, but I do look forward to having you back on the show at another time. Would you please tell people how to get in touch with you?
Okay. Well, I have a website.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of my main place to find out about what my business, GSM Beats, is all about. It's www.gsmbeats.com.
Mm-hmm.
And so that tells a bit about my recording studio and music production.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also on some different social media sites, such as Facebook, GSM Beats. You can search GSM Beats on Facebook. And you can also read my blog off my website, and it's also available on Blogger.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called The Squirrelophone. I have this affinity with squirrels, and it's part of my logo, the squirrel with a bandana and a vinyl record that had a great old friend of mine who's an illustrator do an illustration for me. I just love the logo. It was great that he did that for me. His name's Ben Shannon. So that's my main place is the gsmbeats.com.
Yes, well, I just thank you for joining me this evening. And as I said, I look forward to having you on the show again. And I'm so excited that you are following through on your destiny. And you, I don't think you're going to allow anyone to derail you. So do you have one closing thought, Don, before you go?
Oh, well, I think that there's different kinds of musicians out there that I want to meet. Some of them have a strong belief that they can self-produce themselves. They have a pretty good sound, but they want to reach the next level. They need somebody that has specialized skills. You're a musician. Your specialized skill is music, playing the music and writing it. But if you want to get your sound crafted to a higher level where the production is tight and the marketing is maybe something that you need some help with,
wonderful.
It's good to team up with people that that have specialized skills in all of the types of areas that are needed to come together to get somebody some bigger audience.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on and for sharing with us your skills and expertise, and just to affirm for us that it is okay to follow our calling and purpose. That was my guest, Mr. Don Darby, out of Canada, and I want to encourage you to follow your destiny, and I thank all of you for joining us this evening.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
For showing me. it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this name. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came.